My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I feel like you guys need to take two on that.
Why? No, we're good.
We got it all in. It worked around everything perfectly, didn't it?
And you got the Mighty Mighty Boss tones. I mean, does it get any better than that?
Actually, it doesn't.
See? It's because you're the boss.
I prefer Mighty Mighty Boss tones over Blues Traveler, quite frankly.
Very
okay,
nice.
Good. Now you know that.
We can make that work.
Make that happen.
Okay, so you've been all over the stadium stuff. The Browns issued a real fancy video piece showing what Brook Park could look like.
It's called a sizzle reel, Jeffrey. Don't hate.
I like it. I like it. I'm waiting for the renovation of the stadium video to come out.
Yeah, I don't think that's coming out.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It's like, well, here it is.
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Still sitting here, still sitting here on the lake. No roof. Okay.
I don't think it was a coincidence that, yeah. How do you think was not included in the letter yesterday?
How do you think it went over? How do you think it's going over?
I mean, the feedback that I have seen has been overwhelmingly positive. Yeah, there is a small minority that aren't happy, but I think that obviously the number one question that folks have is, you know, how does it get paid for and what impact does it ultimately have on season ticket holders, right? But as far as the renderings and the project itself, everything that I've seen on social media has been overwhelmingly positive, and you look at it, it's a spectacular facility if they're able to build it.
Yeah, I think the only question I had was I wonder why it took them so long to release that, you know? Yeah. But I know they were going back and forth trying to figure out, you know, they wanted to look at what was going on in the lakefront. They wanted to see what was going on in Berea. Daryl, can you walk through some of the costs there that, you know, everyone's saying 50-50 split, but
yeah,
some of that money's already, we're already talking about. Is there Syntax money in there too, or?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing there's going to be some Syntax revenue included in that. But yeah, for the dome itself, it's $2.4 billion. They'd like to do it 50-50, so the team would put in $1.2 billion plus pay the cost overruns associated with the project. And let's be honest about it, nothing gets built today without cost overruns. So it's good to know that the Browns are going to handle those additional expenses. And then the other $1.2 billion, from how it's been explained to me, the Browns basically want to take a revenue generated by that complex, not just the dome, but the additional development, and spend those tax dollars back in to pay off the public portion of the debt. So as far as the scope of that, you know, at some point we'll get the details of it, but that's kind of how it's been explained to me. And then, of course, the Browns or the Haslam Sports Group and their partners are willing to put up as much as $1.4 billion towards an adjacent development that includes hotels, restaurants, retail, some apartments, all those type of things. So you're talking about a $2.6 billion investment plus cost overruns from the Browns in comparison to $1.2 billion in a public investment. So by my math, that's more than a 2-to-1 ratio, public to private dollars when you just take a step back from the dome and look at the overall scope of the project.
Daryl, riddle me this one. The counter from Mayor Bibb about, here's our proposal for renovating the stadium. Is that the only proposal the city could come up with? Is that the only option here? Is renovating the current stadium? Does the city have nothing else that they could offer the Browns? Or do the Browns want no other offer from the city other than possibly renovating the current stadium?
There's nowhere to build.
Daryl, you just dropped. You got us, Daryl?
I'm here.
There you go. Go ahead. Go start again.
Nowhere to build, Daryl. That's just the reality. There's not 150 acres.
Daryl, you're busting up on us, so we'll try and connect by phone with you, okay? Oh, now you're back.
Okay.
You there? Go ahead.
I'm here.
All right, go ahead.
I haven't gone any.
Well, your line has, so we'll try and call you, all right?
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back in touch with Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter from Berea.
After this brief intermission. What a show.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Oh, yeah. Let's all go to the lobby. I forgot about that.
The dancing hot dog was always fun.
Popcorn. That was always the parade, the popcorn, the hot dogs.
Daryl just said there's nowhere to build downtown other than at the stadium.
This kind
of land. There's got to be. There has to be. 150, 170 acres that they could put together somewhere.
What if that land meant tearing down houses and eminent domain? You don't want that.
That's what it often means. Daryl's back with us.
Yeah, but that's not what you want.
Well, no.
You don't want people moving out of their house.
You don't want people moving out of their house, but there's got to be some place in town you could put this, right? No, you don't think so.
If there was, they would.
No, do you really think that's the case? Do you think the city would say, hey, we want to do this, and here's where we can do this?
Well, my understanding is that they explored multiple sites downtown and within the city limits, and they looked at Burke Lakefront Airport. It's going to be 15 years before that thing closes, okay? So they're not going to lipstick a pig on the stadium and wait 15 years to build a dome that'll probably cost $1 trillion by then.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, Minnesota's dome cost, I think it was just around $1 billion. And now if you want to build the dome, it's $2.5, $3, $4 billion now, right? I mean, the cost of this, if the Browns are able to build this in Brook Park, is going to be more than 10 times what the cost of building Cleveland Brown Stadium was. In the mid-90s, right? I mean, just the costs for these things to build them are astronomical. So, it makes sense for the Browns, if they want to play in a dome, it makes sense for them to get this done as quickly as possible while the costs are where they are. And look, I mean, $2.4 billion with a B dollars is, that's not jump change. It's a lot of money. But if they wait to do it, I mean, look, the other option is they go outside Cuyahoga County and they do it there. And I'm sure that'll really make people happy if the Browns were to, acquire 150 acres outside of the county. So, they have been studying this since 2017, guys. Like, this is not a rabbit that they just magically pulled out of a hat and was like, hey, let's do this. I mean, they have spent a long, long time studying stadium sites. They've done soil testing at a variety of stadium sites. They've done engineering and feasibility studies at a variety of sites. And, Brook Park is the one outside the lakefront that they ultimately settled on.
Daryl, let's talk football. Your thoughts on Saturdays, because this will be the last time we talk to you before this. But
can't wait.
Yeah.
You know I know love nothing more than preseason football. I can't wait for Saturday at 4:25 to watch the starters play 10 plays. I am over the moon, like on pins and needles.
How do you really feel, Daryl?
Yeah, Daryl.
Yes, so I told you. Listen, there's no acting on over here, guys. You get the real deal. Like, I don't fake it very well.
We're going to hear from Jameis Winston coming up after.
Are you really going to hear from Jameis? Boy, did he have a few lines today.
Yeah, we're going to hear him coming up. What do you think of him and his role on this team?
He brings a lot of energy. I mean, you know, I don't know what he'll be able to contribute on the field, but I know what he's contributing off the field. He had a lot of things to say about Deshaun Watson today, and as you mentioned, you guys are going to play that coming up here, so I don't want to ruin the fun for anyone. But if you're looking to have your fun ruined, head to my X account because I put the money quote of the day up on my X account because he was rolling today. But he had a lot of things to say about Deshaun Watson and the positive impact that he's hoping to have on Deshaun. Also, quite frankly, the impact he doesn't think he needs to have on Deshaun, because Deshaun already just has that it factor. So I think folks will be very, very interested in listening to what Jameis had to say today.
Any updates on our favorite? I'm not even saying his name after yesterday because I'm so not happy about the progression in this, but I'll say it anyways. Any update on Brandon Ayuk?
Well, I was hoping you were going to say the name because right now I had no idea who you were talking about.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I got frustrated by the.
I don't have your bleep list. Okay, I don't know.
No, it's not a bleep list. I'm just.
All I know is I'm on it.
I don't like the way everyone seems to be getting played on this thing. Pick a team, dude. Pick a team.
Well, yeah, but you know what? This is you know part of the business of the NFL. I feel you. I don't know. I think the longer this drags on, the less and less I think it's going to be the Browns. To be perfectly honest with you, someone. I forget because I was, posting about the lack of electricity that's available in Cuyahoga County these days, and someone replied to me on X. I'm pulling it up right now because I want to get here. Mind of Quinn on X said, first then the electric company's not turning on the power until Brandon Ayuk makes a decision, and I said I feel terrible for laughing at this, but yet there may be some truth to that. Yeah, I mean, this thing is drug on a little bit. It would be nice if he made a decision. Is it going to be Cleveland? Is it going to be Pittsburgh? Is it going to be New England? Is it going to be somewhere else? But also, too, keep in mind, it's not just so much about the destination. It's about the contract, right? And getting the contract that he wants, or I should say the contract extension, rather, that he wants. So that is, quite frankly, what is holding up, I think, this decision-making process is they just haven't, one of these teams has not come to them with an offer that they can't refuse.
Daryl, thank you very much. Daryl's in Berea. Kevin Stefanski will be speaking in about 17 minutes. The afternoon show will be live from Browns training camp today. Daryl, thank you very much.
Thank you, Daryl.
Great coverage of everything stadium on our website, 923thefan.com. Well done, buddy.
You bet, guys. Take care.
Daryl Ryder joining us right there. We're going to hear from Jameis Winston. Daryl said, oh, did he ever? What did he have to say? Jameis next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The Browns starting quarterback for Saturday, starting at quarterback against Green Bay, Jameis Winston, speaking with the media today. Not Deshaun Watson. He's not starting on Saturday.
That's right, he's not.
So he had some things to say. Daryl said, oh, did he ever? Dan, what did he ever have to say?
Yeah, so Jameis Winston addressed the media a little bit earlier on, had this to say when it came to Deshaun Watson.
So
I'm good. Make him the starter right
there,
now.
There you go.
The most interesting press conferences all week. Like, it'll be must listen to. Like, even Menigan,
I would air those.
Will like his press conferences.
You would air those.
I would air those.
He won the press conference, ladies and gentlemen.
I would rather air that than air Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, there's
well,
a shocker.
Well, yeah, that's a stunner. Keep going. I want more.
Keep going. I want more. No, you got to say something off of that. It
all right,
can't
I want to say, I want to say this.
Be more
I know what I'll tell you.
What?
Second time this week I've heard someone talk about this team and Super Bowl. There's
well, this
a, there's
guy's playing for
right
the team.
Yeah, the other guy was playing for the team too. Za'Darius Smith said okay. The same thing.
Well, what are they supposed to say right now?
I don't know, but they, you know, if you sit around and you kind of can speak things into the truth. That's what I'm hoping they're doing, at least, because they're both extremely optimistic, and it's infectious when you're around guys that are positive like that, that you think can help you. Then Za'Darius got hurt the next day, and I was like, oh, man, that sucks. So I don't know. I like it because I used to cringe when I would ever hear the word Super Bowl at training camp, and I don't know. I like hearing it, and I like the positive attitude. No reason not to have one
okay.
right now.
Good.
So here's Jameis on suiting up to be the starter for the Browns.
New cologne?
Is that what he said? New cologne?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good.
Different smell, a little refresh. That's kind of what we're looking for. And Jameis will be playing in these preseason games. And needless to say, man's excited.
Okay. Now, see, these are the types of comments that, you know, you don't want to run. This is why.
This is why
you don't like press conferences.
Phelps versus Menigan, the press conference.
No, actually, he's on my side.
These are the types of.
Oh, you're saying that these are generic.
The first one was phenomenal. Ever since, it's been hey, we're going to do our best.
You know what it's been
trending appropriately.
That's really
exactly
what it's been.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're trending appropriately.
You got another?
Yeah, we can keep going in here. He's excited to play in front of the fans.
He gets us, man. He gets us. He understands it. He knows our fans.
He does, huh?
He does. I don't know whoever told him, or he's probably seen it from the other side, but he gets us.
Okay.
Good enough. Just go out there and play well.
I'm just anxious for him to go out and give Browns fans confidence that this team, if something happens to Deshaun Watson, that you don't have to go looking for Joe Flacco. You've got a guy. You're good to go. It's ready to roll. And I think he will. I like Jameis.
No.
I like him as a player.
Come on, you're kidding. You really like him?
I do. I like him as a player. I think he's got a great opportunity to do some things here. You know, and I would love to see him on the field, except for one thing. That means it didn't work with Deshaun.
Either or maybe it's late in the game and they want to give him some mop-up time.
No, that's not what I mean.
That's right.
I want to see him on the field as a starting quarterback for this football team. Because I think he would do really well as the starting quarterback for this team. But if that were to happen, it means that it just didn't work with Deshaun. That's not good. Or that Deshaun got hurt. that's not good. So, you know, I'm just going to sit here and mind my give a dog a bone.
Yes.
And not root for Jameis, because if Jameis is playing for this team, it means something bad has happened to this football team. So that's a tough spot to be in for a guy that I want to see play.
When he gets that and he understands the importance of being a backup quarterback, Jeff.
Okay.
Got to understand it. That's right.
Yep.
Got to understand it.
He's had it, you know, in New Orleans. So good for him.
Last thing you spoke about was, of course, the trip.
That's awesome.
It's the old business retreat right there. Didn't really necessarily need to talk about the finances of the company. Didn't need to talk about the logistics of the company. It's just about the company itself and being able to hang out with the guys that you're with.
No ties.
And gals.
No ties, open-collared polo shirts, just hanging out.
And at the Greenbrier.
Being the guys.
Just chilling.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, the worst thing in your life then is the amount of caviar they have. They didn't have enough caviar today.
I feel bad because I want to see this guy play so badly for this football team, and I know that he's not going to unless something bad happens. It's a weird spot for anybody who's a Jameis Winston fan. He's got as much energy as Josh Cribbs, doesn't he? Studio at noon.
I'd live to listen to the whole – I'd listen to – 30-minute press conferences as long as we got the give the dog a bone. All it takes is one of those to make it worthwhile. He's your starter this week. Enjoy. Let's see how Jeff breaks it down on Monday.
What?
Jameis.
Oh, I'm not gonna be screaming for him to get the job. I mean, that's Deshaun's job.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Right?
Yeah, I know you want to see him on the field, though. You want to see what he's going to look like at some point.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.